Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon is No Big Deal. Now, if you're looking for a sermon outline, which is our custom here, there is no outline today because this is a story sermon. Listen carefully to the story. There is no outline. Our text is Romans 6, 3-4, a very fitting text for a baptism. St. Paul writes, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised through the dead through the glory of the Father, we too should walk in newness of life." Did you pay attention to the strong words of that text? If you're baptized, you're dead. Dead and buried. Dead and buried with Jesus Christ. And as Jesus Christ rose from the dead, those baptized into his name have been given a brand new life with God, a forgiven life, a blessed life, an eternal life. Baptism is a big deal for Derek and for Kyla Ann baptized here today and for all of us. Today's sermon is a story sermon. But in, with, and under this story comes a pointed message of God for you based on this Romans 6 passage. So today, for anyone here who is not baptized, for anyone here who has questions about their baptism, for anyone here whose baptism seems long ago and has no importance, this message is for you. Again, our title, No Big Deal. Fred Lawson was attending a Bible class taught by Pastor Johnson at Amazing Grace Lutheran Church. The Bible class was on baptism. At the last class, Pastor Johnson told the people, "Baptism is serious business. The Holy Spirit of the living God comes into your life. Often he makes big changes. You may never be the same again." After the class, Fred asked the pastor, "I've never heard anybody talk about baptism like that. Pastor, did you hear that from your old seminary professor?" And the pastor Johnson said, "No, I learned about baptism from my car mechanic." "What? Let me tell you. Let me tell you the story of Janice and Larry Smith." So Pastor told Fred Lawson this story. "It all started about 4 years ago when Janice came into my office, a member of the church, an active member with three young children. She said to me, 'Pastor, my life is a mess. I'm 25 years old and I'm raising four children.'" Pastor Johnson nodded. He realized that often Larry, her husband, acted like a child. He remembered what one man in the community said about Larry. He said, "Larry never learned to walk. He strutted from the moment he was born." Pastor Janice continued, "Larry can't keep a job. After a couple of weeks, he tells everyone, including his boss, how things should be done. Larry believes he's an expert on everything. I love him, but living with him is not very easy." She wiped her tears and continued, "Pastor, we've had three children in 4 years. The two oldest are baptized, but that was a fight. The youngest one, Susie, is 1 year old. She hasn't been baptized yet, and that really bothers me. Also, I want to stay home with the children, but we need my paycheck. Because of Larry's record with working, we never have enough money. We owe everybody. We fight about money, and all he wants to do is go fishing and go fishing." With the pastor's help, Janice got Larry to come to the next meeting. Upon arrival, he swaggered into the pastor's office and announced, "I'm here to help the little lady with her problem." It all went downhill from there. At the next meeting, Janice said, "You know, I feel like I'm raising the girls all by myself. Larry, you seldom go with me to their school, and Sunday after Sunday, I have to pack up the children and go to church all by ourselves. Larry responded immediately. The reason I don't go to church is simple, he almost shouted. I don't belong. I ain't baptized. I can't even take communion. Larry soon grew tired of the meetings with the pastor, but he knew he couldn't quit until something changed. It was unlikely he was going to get a better job immediately, and he sure wasn't about to give up fishing, and then he had an idea. He would get baptized. The simple act of baptism will thrill Janice, please her parents, and get him in good with the pastor. Why, he'd even get baby Susie baptized at the same time. Kind of a two-for-one deal. It was perfect. All these benefits for such a little effort. He made his announcement the next meeting with Janice and the pastor, and he was surprised when Pastor Johnson told him he would have to participate in a class before he was baptized. Well, one day after work, Larry drove his car to Maynard Lennox's garage. Old Maynard was a quiet man with a perpetual smile, and he worked out of a garage right next door to his house. For nearly 30 years, Maynard let all the young men in his community come in and use his tools and do work on their own cars. At 6 o'clock one evening, Larry said, Maynard, can I come by tomorrow night and finish this job? Maynard said, you can stay all night and finish it if you want to. Larry said, no, I gotta run, Maynard. I got an appointment with the pastor at 7 o'clock. You've been in church almost every Sunday lately, Maynard observed. What a man won't do to get a little peace at home, Larry said. Janice has been as ornery as a bear since the last child was born. I figure an hour a week at church is worth truce at home. You know, if you're going tonight, you're spending more than an hour a week, Maynard said. I got this all worked out, Larry boasted. It's going to cost me a few meetings with the pastor. It's no big deal. And it makes a whole lot of people feel good. Suddenly, Maynard's smile disappeared. I'd be real careful about baptism, said Maynard. I wouldn't take it lightly. Baptism can change a fella forever. Larry laughed nervously. Good grief, man. What are you talking about? All I'm going to do is have a little water sprinkled over my head and Kyla's head. The preacher will say a few religious words. No, don't amount to much. No big deal. Maynard's eyes narrowed. Larry, baptism isn't something you do. It's something God does to you. In baptism, God makes you over. He makes you new. The Holy Spirit of God takes up residence in your heart and changes you forever. I'm telling you, Larry, in baptism, you are dealing with powers not of this world. You better talk with the pastor. Maynard continued, by the way, you know, sometimes I just don't understand pastors. Maynard said as he wiped the grease off his hands with a grease rag. Often, they deal with the powerful things of God as if nothing was going to happen. Sometimes I've seen pastors handle communion like a bored waitress at a restaurant. And then I've seen them baptize people like it's no big deal. Listen, Larry, said Maynard. When the early Christians talked about baptism, they used words like rebirth, drowning, and death. They were talking about some powerful stuff there. The church expected that the people who would be baptized would be changed. Now, a guy who wrote a lot of the New Testament, St. Paul, he said these words, if anyone is in Christ, he is a brand new creation. And later he wrote in Romans, Maynard said, these words, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. St. Paul means that when a person is baptized, he's died. Their old life of sin is killed. the new person becomes alive. It's like death and resurrection, like what happened to Jesus on the cross and on Easter Sunday morning. Baptism means a brand new beginning. Maynard walked over, picked up another grease rag, and continued to wash the grease off his hands. Through baptism, Larry, lives get turned around. Infants and adults, makes no difference. And I'm one of them. Larry seemed surprised. Maynard, I've known you for years. I never thought of you as being that religious. Now listen, Maynard said. I didn't say baptism makes you more religious. I said it gives you a brand new life. There's a difference. The mechanic paused for a moment as he remembered. Larry, I was baptized by good old Pastor Schmidt when I was 19. My dad left home and left me and Mom when I was 6 months old, and we moved in with Grandma. After a few years of living there, I wanted to get out of that women's house, so at age 19, I wanted to get out as quick as I could, and I figured the quickest way to get out of that house was to get married. But before Barbara would marry me, she said I had to get baptized. So I went to Pastor Schmidt and asked him to do it as quick as we could. He told me I wasn't ready. He told me that baptism could change my life forever, and I didn't have a clue. The sacrament of holy baptism is very powerful, said old Pastor Schmidt. We don't know the wonders the Spirit of God is about to perform. A pastor's job is just to conduct the service as correctly as possible and then get out of the way and watch God do his work. After a lot of conversations, Larry, he baptized me 2 weeks before Barbara and I got married. Larry was puzzled. So you mean, Maynard, when you were baptized, did your life change immediately? No, Maynard said. Truth is, I stopped going to church after we got married. Lived the way I always lived. Barbara said I was wild and selfish and self-centered. Suppose she was right. I wasn't much of a worker, much of a husband. Maynard stopped occasionally to dig some of the automotive grease and oil out from underneath his fingernails, and then he continued. About a year after we got married, Goldie Olson died. She was the neighbor who spent more time with me than my own mother. Finest woman I ever knew. She had no kids of her own, but she welcomed all of us strays into her house. And she always talked about Jesus and God as if they lived right there in her house with her as her best friends. At the funeral, Pastor Schmidt said that Goldie's secret was she had an identity. He said her baptism told her who she was and whose she was. She was a forgiven sinner, and she belonged to God. For weeks after that funeral, Larry, I wondered if I'd ever know who I was. The old mechanic paused as if he was trying to get all the facts straight. Then one night, a few of us young guys from the softball team were fooling around with water balloons. We began to toss them at each other. One of the guys fired a balloon and hit me right in the face. As water dripped down, everybody laughed, and he made a big sign of the cross and said, "I just baptized old Maynard." Maynard shook his head as he remembered. You know, at first I laughed with everybody else. But then I thought, hey, wait a minute. That sign of the cross is important to me. I wondered if I have what Goldie had. Quickly, I jumped into my old jalopy and revved her up and got to the pastor's house and knocked on the door. And when he opened the door, I said, "Pastor Schmidt, I haven't thought about my baptism since it happened. Am I still baptized? Is it still valid?" Pastor Schmidt stood there in the front of his door in his funny-looking pajamas. I had gotten him out of bed. It was after midnight, and he said, after taking a deep breath, "Of course, God keeps his promises, even when you don't. Besides, baptism doesn't depend on you anyway. Baptism is something God does for you. Maynard, you are someone. You're a child of the King. King Jesus died for your sins. You belong to Him. Now live like you do. And you can begin by going home now and letting me get back to sleep. And he closed the door. The mechanic broke out with a big grin. Forgiven sinner, child of the King, I couldn't have felt better if you told me I'd won the lottery. I wasn't a homeless, illegitimate child. I was claimed. I was signed. I was branded. I was royalty. It was time I began living like it. I went home to talk to Barbara. She was in bed asleep, but I woke her up. We had a long talk. Maynard just smiled and wiped more grease off his hands. Larry shook his head and said, "Maynard, that's a fine story, but why is baptism such a big deal? Why is it so dangerous?" "It changed my life," said Maynard emphatically. "It changed my relationship with my wife. It changed the way I look at myself. It changed the way I look at God. It changed my friends. Some of my old friends, they left me. Wouldn't have anything to do with me now that I was a church-going guy. But that's okay, because I gained new friends, church friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. I discovered that I was part of a big family, God's family. I discovered that the old Maynard had died. And God was giving my life a complete overhaul. Like I had overhauled so many truck and car motors over all the years. Baptism is a big deal. And I'm just saying to you, Larry, take it seriously. Count the cost." Larry protested, "Maynard, I got a lot of buddies who were baptized. And they're just like me. Don't see any difference in their lives. Oh, it's possible, even for royalty, to live like trash," Maynard said. "But at any minute, God might start to work on a person, and their life could really change forever. Let me tell you, I ought to know." The pastor concluded the story with Fred Lawson. When Larry came to the last class before his baptism, he talked without his usual bluster and bravado. At the end of the class, he told me about his talks with Maynard. It was clear that old Maynard, the mechanic, had taught Larry more about baptism than I ever did. Fred asked, "Well, what about the baptismal day? What happened?" The pastor said, "Larry was scared. He could barely speak. He did not even strut when he walked up that aisle. He carried baby Susie for her baptism as well. Janice was on one side. Old Maynard was on the other. He was his sponsor, his godfather." Fred listened carefully, and then he spoke. "Well, I've met Larry. He's not exactly what I would call St. Francis." Pastor agreed. "Well, you know, Larry can still be difficult. But baptism does not provide a personality transplant. Besides, we all start in different places. But Larry did change. He now lives with a sense of thanksgiving and an appreciation of forgiveness and of his need for his Savior, Jesus." Fred persisted, "So, Pastor, you're convinced, are you, that baptism is the work of the Spirit and not just the power of suggestion?" Pastor said, "Fred, I don't pretend to understand everything that happens in baptism, but this much is sure. God used Maynard to tell Larry and to help me, and now I approach baptism and communion expecting something to happen. I've learned that baptism deals with death, rebirth, drowning, cleansing, and forgiveness. I've learned that Christians are made, not born. I know that when I baptize, I'm dealing with a power of God beyond my understanding, that God's goodness and grace are at work. That's why now I tell people every chance I get that baptism is a big deal. It could change their lives now and for all eternity. We end our message where we began, with Romans 6. Listen to our passage again. St. Paul writes, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." My friends, it's a big deal. In the name of Jesus, amen.